Okay, I think I understand.
You do?
The guy who seems like an emotionless robot is you. But your relationship with Amy is causing you to transform into a red-blooded man with sexual desires.
That is literally the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Leonard? Leonard? Leonard?
What?
Are you sleeping?
I was. Now I'm having a nightmare. What do you want?
Never mind, I still can't tell you. Penny? Penny. Penny.
Oh my God! Sheldon!
You frightened me!
What are you doing in my bedroom?
Yeah, well, I knocked on the front door, but you didn't hear it.
How did you even get in, you weirdo?
Yeah, really. I've seen strange men traipsing in and out of here for years, but when I do it, it's weird.
What do you want, Sheldon?
I was having a little trouble sleeping, and I just thought, you know, seeing as you're up, we could talk.
Talk about what?
Oh, I don't know. Weather. Fish you could do carpentry with. Why Leonard is such an attractive and desirable boyfriend. Yeah, pick one, your choice.
Sheldon.
Did you know that Leonard has a perfect driving record and enjoys the insurance discounts that go along with that? Hubba hubba.
Okay, go home, crazy man.
Yeah. Did you know that while Leonard is not considered a tall fellow in our country, in today's North Korea, he's downright average. You talk about a keeper.
Okay, what did Amy tell you?
Oh, very well. I can't keep up this clever charade any longer. She told me that you were thinking of ending it with Leonard.
Okay, you listen to me. I think it's really sweet you're trying to protect your friend, but this is none of your business, got it?
Excuse me, this is not about protecting my friend. I'm a big fan of homeostasis. Do you know what that is?
Of course not.
Homeostasis refers to a system's ability to regulate its internal environment and maintain a constant condition of properties like temperature or pH.
Worst bedtime story ever.
My point is, I don't like when things change. So, regardless of your feelings, I would like you to continue dating Leonard. And also, while we're on the subject, you recently changed your shampoo. I'm not comfortable with the new scent. Will you please stop this madness and go back to Green Apple?
Okay, honey, I have a lot to figure out. And until I do, you are not to say a word to Leonard. Do you understand?
I do. Are you clear on the shampoo issue?
Get out!
Penny.
What?
Please don't hurt my friend.
That is the last thing I want to do.
Thank you. Coconut, what were you thinking? Are you a hula girl? Ah!
Hello?
What the hell is wrong with you? You told Sheldon? Do you know what a terrible position this puts me in?
Hang on, please. Hello?
Yeah, just a heads up. Penny knows that you blabbed about Leonard. She's pretty mad.
I know. She's yelling at me right now.
Yeah, all right, then. So we're all on the same page.
Hey, Bernie.
There's my hubby. How's everything going up there?
Oh, it's okay. Space is beautiful, Earth is beautiful, same old, same old.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Howard.
The other astronauts are being mean to me.
No, what are they doing?
Well, like, for instance, the other day when I was asleep, one of the guys went on a spacewalk and glued a big-eyed rubber alien mask to the outside of my window. When I woke up, I screamed for like 9 minutes.
Oh, Howie.
You can see it if you want. It's on YouTube. Google astronaut screams for 9 minutes.
Why don't you stand up to them?
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. Say, being mean is lame. What's cool is being nice.
Great. I'll do that when I want to be the first guy in space to get a wedgie.
Do you want me to call somebody at NASA?
No. My mom already tried that. It only made things worse.
Gelatinous sphere.
Focus locust.
Temple of Yip.
I'm sorry, Wallace would never play that card.
All right. Lesser demon turtle.
Fairy god monster, I win. Your desperate need for friendship makes you weak. So what are you guys doing later? Stuart and I were thinking of going out for a drink.
Gonna try to meet some girls.
Because that's what we do.
Watch out, ladies. A little coffee and cream coming your way.
In case you didn't follow that, I'm the coffee.
Leonard, maybe you'd like to go with them to meet girls.
Why would I be interested? I have Penny.
Yeah, for now. But that woman has a death wish, Leonard. You know, she talks to strangers. She pets unfamiliar dogs. And it is ridiculously easy to break into her apartment. If I were you, I'd get a backup.
You can't just replace someone you care about with some other random person.
Please don't ruin this for me. Do you remember how upset I was when they replaced Edward Norton as the Hulk?
Yes, you walked around for a week saying, Sheldon unhappy with casting choice.
But then Mark Ruffalo was the Hulk in The Avengers, and he was even better.
What's your point?
Call me a romantic. I like to think that your Mark Ruffalo is still out there somewhere.
This is ridiculous. Are we gonna play cards or not?
I like Mark Ruffalo, too.
Yeah, settle down there, fake Wallowitz.
No one likes to kiss up.
So I had to take Sheldon to the dentist this morning.
Really?
Yeah. I told him if he didn't bite the hygienist, I'd take him for ice cream. I didn't have to take him for ice cream.
Uh-huh.
You okay? You seem a little distracted.
Look, there's something I need to tell you.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
I don't really know how to say this.
You say it.
Okay. Here goes.
You slept with him?
I didn't know what else to do. He had those big, sad eyes.
I'm sure you had no choice.
He looked at me like this.
Well, if that's all it takes, it's a good thing you don't have a dog.
Don't worry, you'll have plenty of chances to break up with him. Your wedding day, your honeymoon, your 50th anniversary.
Look, it's fine. We're not getting married, okay? We're keeping things, you know, homeostasis.
So cute when she tries.
It's from Leonard. Last night was amazing. You're amazing. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. Okay, stop it.
Hey, Bernie, guess what?
I stood up to the other astronauts, like you said, and I gotta tell you, last night was the first time in a week I got a good night's sleep.
Oh, Howie.
What's wrong? You look upset.
Nope. This is my proud face.